In the gorgeous kitchen with Josephine and Donna. This is a Sainsbury's recipe in association with Sainsbury's Magazine. For more information, go to sainsburysmagazine.co.uk.
Welcome to Radio Gorgeous and the Radio Gorgeous Gorgeous Kitchen.
Exactly. My name's Josephine Pembroke.
And I'm Donna Freed.
So Donna, you're bossing me today, aren't
Ooh, I'm cracking the whip.
Okay, right.
All right.
What are we doing?
You are doing melting middle smoked haddock and prawn fish cakes.
Lovely. I can really supper, lunch. Very, very good. Okay, what
I
do I do first?
First, you...
Peel the potatoes.
Okay. In boiling salted water for 12 to 15 minutes or until tender.
Okay.
You know how to make mash.
Yeah,
mash away.
Yeah.
In the meantime...
Yeah. Well, hang on. Let me just get this on.
Excellent.
And the water...
All right.
That's it. Right. Done that. Now, what's next?
Preheat the oven to 200 degrees, please.
Okay. I'm getting a whiz round at your kitchen. There we are. Got it on.
Excellent. Grease a large sheet of foil with butter and place the haddock in the middle. Top with bay leaves and some seasoning and fold over the edges of the foil together to form a loose parcel. Put on a baking tray and bake for 12 to 15 minutes or until the fish is just cooked.
Just to let you know, I brought my own bay leaves from my
good,
garden.
Good, yeah.
And you know what's good about it? Because I just checked your garden. I couldn't find any bay leaves in yours.
I don't have any bay leaves.
Oh, I
need a bay tree.
Oh, okay.
Exactly. My birthday's coming up.
Okay.
I always pinch them out of my friend Becky's allotment.
Oh.
And recently I was in Florence and I passed bay trees and I picked Tuscan bay leaves.
Tuscan bay leaves. That just sounds the most romantic thing. Because that's what Italians, Caesar, that's what they've got on their head.
Yeah.
Laurels, because laurel is bay.
Ah.
So, yeah, so every time you see a Roman.
Know that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so you could put it on your head
Romans.
And you could become a Roman citizen.
Excellent.
Okay, right.
It's enough to be both an American and a Brit.
I'll get that in the oven. 12 to 15.
Set the timer.
Da-da, 15 minutes is up. Okay. Got the potatoes here.
Excellent.
So I've got to make this into mash, yeah?
Yes. Would you like the masher?
I got it out.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm one step ahead of you, darling.
If I need to hire a cook, I know who to call.
Yeah.
So you need the butter.
Butter. Oh, no, I've got Sainsbury's butter.
Fantastic.
I'm using unsalted, which is probably the wrong thing, because we're going to use this. We're making a cake. We're doing
puddings.
Exactly. But I'll...
Oh, it says unsalted.
Oh! Well, that's brilliant.
It says unsalted because then you can add your own salt and you know how much salt you're adding.
Well, I've got unsalted and I'm now mashing away.
Mm-hmm.
Follow us on Twitter, radio_gorgeous. Lots of love, darlings. Mwah. Oh, you know what I did once? I thought when I was going to mash, I thought, oh, I'll blend it with the blender. Have you ever done that?
Yeah.
And it turns into revolting gloop.
No, it's puree.
Yes, but it's horrible.
You don't
like
potato puree?
No. No, do you like it?
I don't mind potato puree.
No, I'm a mash lover. Yeah.
A fluffy mash.
Yeah. Or, as my dad called it, and one of the reasons my mother divorced him, creamed potatoes.
I would have divorced him myself. Shake your creamed potatoes.
She thought it was the most pretentious. I'm just grabbing a little bit of your milk.
That's quite all right. Yeah. I would have thought it sounded common.
Yeah, well, that's maybe the thing. Yes, maybe.
Creamed
you see,
potato.
He was trying to be posh, which you should never be,
must you?
No. You've got to be just naturally not say settee. And you've got, I mean, you know, when I was young, we said settee and toilet, and now I say sofa and loo.
And that has all changed. That used to define people, whether you sat in the lounge.
It still does, darling.
Yeah. Then, oh my. Well, I know never to say couch. Couch is a verb, not a noun.
Right, getting out the fish.
Your fish? Fantastic. How's it looking? It smells nice.
Yeah,
Well, I love smoked haddock.
Yeah, well, you know what's interesting? Usually when I've ever made fish cakes, I usually poach my fish.
Yes, and...
But you know what's different about this? You do it foil wrapped.
Oh, so you have all the
juices and the bay leaves and the butter and the salt and pepper. It's going to cook
in. Sort of steaming itself.
Yes, so it's actually kind of more slimming, you mm-hmm. know. So can you read out what I do with this?
All right. Unwrap foil and leave to cool slightly because you'll be flaking that soon.
Right, so can I have a plate, please, to put this on to cool down a bit?
Yeah. And then I think we're going to add the rest of our stuff.
Okay. So
do you want a metal plate? I always like an enamel plate.
Okay, yeah. Well, especially with me around, breakages.
Yeah, exactly. I know what you like.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll be bringing out the plastic next. Okay. The kitty plates. Right. Add the prawns, chives, and mustard to the potato and mix well to combine.
I've never done that. You see, I know.
I've never done it this way.
No, nor have I. Right.
Now, in your
Sainsbury's chives.
Yep, and also your...
Yeah, got my prawns.
And those are Marine Steward Council prawns, are they?
Yeah, that of course way, they yes. are, because they were on the list.
Yeah.
But they're cooked as well. Mm-hmm. It was so funny, because I was with my daughter yesterday when we bought them, and she said, how can you tell if they're cooked or not? And I said...
They're pink.
Yeah, she didn't
know
that. They're
not gray.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I prefer the cooked prawns because I tend to find even if I just lightly steam the gray ones, they always come out dry.
Oh, we don't want that. No. We don't want a dry prawn.
No,
do we
like a plump like and a juicy prawn.
Plump, juicy and pink.
Yeah, that's right.
Sounds a bit like me.
Post bath.
Where's the rubbish bin?
That goes in the plastic recycling, I believe you'll find.
Oh, no, I wouldn't. You've got to wash that out.
Come on. And we do. Hello, squanderous, wasteful person. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Okay, you know what I'm doing at the moment?
Are you chopping chives?
I'm chive chopping. Have you ever heard? Chive chopping the telephone line.
Now, how long did that take me to?
Chive. Yeah, she's been really good. She's getting the... plastic off all it all smells a bit fishy, but she's really been kind to the recycling people because she is washing it, whereas my husband would put a dirty thing in the recycling.
At least he would put it in the recycling instead of the garbage like you, Miss Landfill.
Okay. Quiet now. Okay, I'm now going over to put the chives in. Radio Gorgeous, online, on your phone, on a podcast, or on your tablet. Listen anywhere, anytime.
What have you been doing while I was out of the kitchen?
Okay, so what I did was, you know, I crumbed everything and then I put it in the fridge for 15 minutes. That's part of the recipe to set.
Oh, yeah. That's a clever thing.
And now I've just got them out and I've got out all six of them. And we don't fry them completely. We just fry them for 3 minutes and then we put them in the oven for 20 minutes.
Fantastic.
15, 20 minutes.
Well, as you said, this frying is probably a bit healthier than general frying. Do you want a spatula,
it's
darling?
It's very light. I couldn't find one in your
Well, because I've hidden them on you.
Yeah.
Stand back.
You also might be able to notice something else, Donna. Look, behind you. No, the other way.
What am I looking at? You did the...
I did all the dishes. Yeah. Yeah.
I love you, by the way.
Oh, so we're back
friends
again.
Yeah, exactly. Now that you've done the dishes. Exactly. You know, I'm fickle.
Yeah, same here. Deeply superficial, that's me. Right, okay.
Oh, they look so nice. They're so plump and golden now that you've turned them.
It's the panko breadcrumbs.
Yeah, those do make a difference, I have to say.
Yeah.
I might use those for my crab cakes.
Yes, I think they go really well crab cakes, because crab cakes, I always think of slightly Eastern, don't you?
Mm.
All right, so these are browning off. We're going to get them in the oven, and then we're going to see whether they melt in the middle. Can we put your timer on?
Yes, how long for?
15, yeah.
Ta-da!
15. Okay, so we'll be trying those in 15 minutes.
Fantastic. Ooh, look at that melting middle.
Right.
Wow, just when we have plated up, we're getting some forks.
So we've got a little bit of salt and pepper, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is really exciting. We've never had a melting fish cake in our lives.
I know.
Melting middle.
Yeah.
Where's my melting middle?
I've got a melting middle.
Oh, I found mine.
The beating heart of our fish cake. That's so cool.
It worked. Did yours?
Yes. I thought when they do them, I thought they, you know, sort of inject some sort of thing into it, you know, with like a...
You thought it was a little bit more technical, did you?
I did. Mm. And who knew?
A tiny bit of pepper. Mm. Do you want a bit?
Yes, please.
God, this is delicious. Mm. See, I'd never normally put kind of cheddar with you know,
fish. Well, chedder and haddock, yeah.
I think that's true.
Yeah, go well together.
Yes,
smoked
of course,
fish and cheddar.
Because you think of omelette Arnold Bennett and those sort of things. Yeah, yeah.
Mm. I had an Arnold Bennett omelette for the first time in Brighton.
Oh, marvellous.
It was delicious. Mm. I didn't realize it was like a thing.
Oh, yeah. Mm. What do we think of this?
Two fishy thumbs up.
Okay, and I think this would be a fabulous brunch. Mm-hmm. Really nice. Brilliant supper. And mm-hmm. I think it'd be a special lunch. It wouldn't be an everyday lunch.
I think what you could also do is make them smaller.
Yeah.
And use them as a starter.
Mm.
You could, you know, because these are generous, you know, this is definitely
really
lunch,
are.
Filling yeah. lunch-sized fish cakes. But you could make them smaller.
Mm. You could even make them really small and have them as canapes.
With just the one shrimp in there?
Yeah,
oh, that
yeah,
would be
yeah.
good.
Can you imagine a drinks party and you serve these? People
with
go,
a little...
People go, my middle is melting.
Exactly. Well, and you could put a little creme fraiche and some lump fish caviar on top.
Oh, we're going mad.
Super posh.
Thank you so much, Donna, for helping me out in the Radio Gorgeous Kitchen.
I love the Radio Gorgeous Kitchen.
You'll find this recipe in the May edition of Sainsbury's Magazine. This is a Radio Gorgeous production for RadioGorgeous.com.